Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This man carried the football for both the Packers and Badgers. And now he carries the G for us here on The Fan.
I love it!
Gary Ellerson joins the Bart Winkler Morning Show after each and every Packers game at 7 a.m. Now, it's time to break down the X's and O's from yesterday's game with GE on the Bart Winkler Morning Show.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. Ryan Horvath, Gary Ellerson joining us. You'll hear him on the Wendy's Big Show each and every day, 2 to 6 in the afternoon on The Fan. One of the great joys in my life is following Gary Ellerson on Facebook. And there was a picture that you posted of a young Gary Ellerson. Somebody was holding you up in the air, I think, wearing number 41.
Yeah. I am a Badger.
You are a Badger.
Yeah, I'm a Badger. And, that's my good friend Kevin Belcher, offensive lineman. Died a few years back, probably 15, 20 years ago. He passed away very young. He played right tackle for us and got drafted by the Raiders in the eighth round, so one round after me. I think, and if not mistaken, I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, because I know a lot of people listen to our show and they love to correct me, even when I tease sometimes. But if I'm not mistaken, eighth round by the Raiders, Kevin Belcher.
I like seeing younger pictures of you.
Do you really?
Yeah, you're one of those guys I just can't picture as like a 8-year-old.
Oh, really? Like, you know, I came out when I was 50 or something?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and can't forget, I'm also on the Green and Gold postgame show with my good friend Bill Michaels.
You are. And that,
after every Packer game.
Every game. And sometimes, due to network obligations, it starts before the game's actually over.
There you go.
Due to network obligations.
Yes.
Because of the network. Yes. That you guys are on.
Right. We're on the network, yes.
So, good game yesterday.
So we reached wide. Well, yeah, it was a great game. There are a lot of people. Packer fans are, they're a weird bunch right now because you can't please them. I feel like team is 5-1, and, I don't know if there's any really real happiness right now with Packer fans because they're just in a wait-and-see mode right now, I feel like. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, I think I'm with them. So yesterday, like...
Kind of strange.
You enjoyed the game yesterday, and obviously, I mean, we're almost... I don't want to say spoiled. I don't think Packer fans are spoiled.
But yeah, you are.
But I'm watching a game for the fifth time this season where, really, the game's not in question. I mean, by the fourth quarter, I'm like... looking more at Red Zone Channel than I am this Packer game because this game's not really in question. And then they win 35-20. Rodgers, another great performance, 4 touchdowns. We all know Devontae's setting records, 13 for 196. And I think to myself, self, that's from you.
There you go.
I think, do I feel better about this team now that they beat the Texans after what I saw against Tampa? And I still, Gary, go back to the Tampa game. And I think if they play that again, it goes different. It did turn on those interceptions. It did seem like an anomaly. But there's something that Tampa could do against the Packers that these other teams so far haven't been able to. They can put a good corner on Devontae, and then if Rodgers is like, all right, well, I can use my running backs now, they can put good linebackers on those running backs. They didn't need that next option again yesterday. You had Robert Tonyan with two catches, Malik Taylor and Jay Sternberger caught touchdowns as like jokes almost. So I still, the same concerns I had after that game, I still have, but it was nice to, you know, I'm trying to balance it. It's like, it's nice to win and everybody wants to listen to the radio today and hear how good the Packers are. But also at the same time, I don't feel any different about this team than I did 7 days ago.
Well, no. And I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with you on that notion. Because I think when you look at the Green Bay Packers right now, we've seen this before. I've said this 2 or 3 weeks ago. I mean, we read this book. I mean, it's like reading this book over and over again. We read this book for the last 30 or 40 years because we have two Super Bowls, right? I mean, we most certainly read this book under Mike McCarthy. We read this book most certainly under Mike Sherman. To a certain degree, we read it under Mike Holmgren, but all we got a Super Bowl there. So we've seen this. We've seen the 12-4s. We've seen the 13-3s. We've seen the 15-1s. I mean, we've seen all this. And so you get lulled into a situation is that, well, I want to see him play somebody. And I guess that next somebody would be San Fran, which is in a couple weeks. But what we can't do, or what they can't do, the Packers, look past Minnesota in their next ball game. So, yeah, I get it. I mean, I understand. I get it. We've seen this before.
I'm going to look past Minnesota, and I'm going to look ahead to the Niners.
You can. You can do that.
Right, they can't.
As a fan, no, this team can't. But if they were to lose to Minnesota, all hell would break loose. Listen, there's some situations in this game that you saw that reared its ugly head. Special teams. I mean, the onside kick, the block punt. And, you know, when this team was 4-0, everybody's talking about Super Bowl. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And now I think a lot of people are starting to figure it out, maybe not Super Bowl. But I tell you this, like you've already said, they can beat Tampa. They can beat Seattle. They can beat the Rams. They can beat the Bears. And guess what? Seattle can beat Green Bay. The Rams can beat Green Bay. The Bears can beat Green Bay. You know what I mean? It's just I think it's a situation right now. If you look at the top five teams in the NFC on any given day or any given Sunday, I just don't feel like last year, and maybe I'd be wrong after 8 or 9 games, but right now, after watching the Packers for 5 games or after watching 5 weeks of the NFL so far, I just feel like right now in the NFC, there is no San Francisco 49ers like it were last year.
Yeah, they could be them, but they lost a couple of games. They seem to be getting back on track, the Niners. The Packers are right up there. The Seahawks, of course, losing late last night. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath here. Gary Ellerson, you'll hear him on the Wendy's Big Show. I got a couple of topic ideas for you on the Big Show today. Sure. I'll get to those in just a second. But sure. There was a play that I noted in this game that I was really Yeah, I wrote that. I take notes during the game.
Oh, my.
I can send them to you if you want.
Sure, yeah, do that.
They're very detailed. And then the things that I want to talk about the next day, I actually put in bold.
Okay.
Yeah. So I like that. One of the plays that I wanted to bring up, it was in the first half. The Packers had Devontae Adams and Tonyan and Jamal Williams, I think, all on the left side. And then A.J. Dillon was also in the backfield as well. And they all ran to the left. It was like a burst. They all ran to the left, and they all ran like one guy ran 15 yards, one guy ran 10, one guy ran 20. And they all – it was one of LaFleur's great play designs – where they all kind of ran, and then Rodgers just had to pick whatever pocket was the most open. He found Tonyan, and that was a 31-yard catch. So I'm looking at LaFleur's plays, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a quarterback that now has bought into these plays, all this motion he was scared to do, and, oh, do I get into a new playbook? He's got it perfectly. Then I listened to LaFleur's press conference, And LaFleur mentioned two or three plays where he's like, yeah, I had this great play called, and then Rodgers just looked at Devontae and told him to go, and he did. But that's mm-hmm. what I think we were expecting. And yesterday I thought you saw the best case of LaFleur has a game plan. There's plays built off of plays. It's going to work. But also Rodgers, this guy's been in the league for nearly two decades. If he sees something he likes, he has the freedom to check out of that. So I think as we get into year two here more, LaFleur and all his stuff, Rodgers and all his experience, I thought it blended really well yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I tweeted out yesterday. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter or not. Doing
oh, it's one of the great joys of my life is that you follow me back.
Yeah, yeah, and I tweet a lot. And I tweet out yesterday, I go, those plays, they look a lot like McCarthy's game plan. And then somebody comes back, oh, my God, Gary, just give it a rest. And it does. And those plays that look like McCarthy's plays are the single plays without routes being built on top of each other. Plays that you feel like is just Devontae one-on-one, throw it to me. I'm in the backyard, and then I throw my hand up, and then you throw it to me. And that's what you are right. We are seeing a mixture, if you want to call McCarthy's offense, if you want to call it Rodgers' offense, intertwined with what Matt LaFleur likes to do.
Gary Ellerson, at Gary Ellerson, if you want to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, you can.
A couple of topics I want to bring up. So I think that the Packers need to re-sign Aaron Jones. I think that they do. However, I wonder if there's some sort of financial crunch, if they like Jamal Williams enough. Like if Jones is going to cost you $15 million and Williams is going to cost you $8 million, let's just say throwing out arbitrary numbers. But then if you sign Jamal Williams, you can also sign a Kevin King. Or you just sign Aaron Jones. I do wonder long-term if they are going to have to make a decision that we don't expect. We all expect Aaron Jones to be signed, Jamal Williams to walk. I wonder what the chances are that they go the other way.
I don't know. Jamal Williams made a lot of money yesterday. But what we saw is he's not Aaron Jones. Can you win with him? Yes. Can you win championships with him? I don't know. I would say I don't think so. Aaron Jones is a little bit more dynamic. I mean, there's a couple runs I saw, and I go, oh, my God, Aaron Jones would have taken that to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Aaron Jones would have got like 10, 15 more yards than that. So you saw a couple of those things happen. Yeah, he's going to get paid. I just think Jamal Williams will not be back with the Green Bay Packers because there will be that team that's desperate enough to pay him $15 million as well.
Oh, man. I was thinking 10. You put him up to 12, 15.
There's always that team out there, right, that you never would have thought, and then, boom, he gets paid. I mean, that's going to happen. I just don't think the Packers are going to be able to keep him because I think there's some team out there that's probably a team that's not very good that's going to pay him a lot of money.
So you guys
won't be here to turn it down.
You guys want to talk about that on the big show? You can. Also, I was going to put up this poll question, but I'll save it for you guys. Who would you rather have start for the Packers next week, Jordan Love or Graham Mertz? Do you not want to do that? Are you not, Gary?
What is wrong with you? You need to stop. She needs to stop that.
You had to like Mertz on Friday night, though.
I mean, folks need to just relax. R-E-L-A-X. Relax. On this whole Graham Mertz thing. Okay, what is wrong with people? I mean, okay, the guy had a good game. He had a great game against Illinois. They're not very good. Let's just wait. I mean, just enjoy it. I mean, I got a tweet this morning from this guy. Let me see who this guy is. Maybe you guys can look this guy up.
No, you look who the guy is.
This Jeff Riegel or something, or Rob Riegel.
Rob Riegel.
Yeah, Jeff Richels, Riegels. I don't know. He says, Gary, for your information, Graham Mertz scholarship offers last list included Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, and many others, not just a letter. Thought you might want to get your facts straight. Okay. Here's what I'm saying by just a letter. I was actually teasing. What I'm trying to tell you people is just relax. settle down. Let me know. And this and the Badgers are in this group too, Bart. They're in the same group as the Green Bay Packers. They're in the same group as the Milwaukee Brewers. They're in the same group as the Milwaukee Bucks. And ask me what group that is.
What group is that?
That is it. We're close. We've read the book. We've seen it. Now we're waiting for a championship. And just relax about it. Seriously, after four games, Packer fans got this team in the Super Bowl. Now we see Graham Mercy plays this incredible game. Now we're going to win a national championship. I mean, y'all need
Well, now he's got COVID, so now we're screwed.
Gary, really quick.
We don't know. Hey, I don't know if he got COVID or not. Come on, Harvey. What you got?
What's up, man? I want to know. I'm with you. I was arguing with people on social media, too, because I think the Packers are a good football team, but I think we overreact when we beat a team like the Texans. So I think people don't – you know what? I don't think people realize that it's football and injuries rack up. So if Devontae goes down, like, people legitimately trust MVS to become a number one wide receiver.
Who's trusting him to do that?
People, man, because anytime I bring up maybe picking somebody up, you know, everybody's got to take it to the extreme. Like, you can't have Antonio Brown. Well, I'm not just talking about Antonio Brown, man. Maybe I'm talking about Jamison Crowder or somebody like that.
Right.
Or when I wanted Snacks Harrison, then people are telling me this team's fine. Like, I like our guys, too, but do you think I'm crazy for wanting to improve on a team that literally went 13-3 last year and is a good football team, but we saw what happened against Tampa Bay. Like, yeah. I don't get why we want
championships.
I want to improve the depth, man, because injuries happen, you know?
It's the same team you saw last year that
lost
in the NFC championship game. It's the same team. It's the same team. So, I mean, did other teams get better or worse? I mean, we don't know. Seattle looks pretty good, right? We'll see the Rams in Chicago. Is that tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah, so we'll watch that tonight. I mean, you know, it's a fluid situation. I mean, right, you just want to improve on your depth,
right,
Harvey.
Yeah, and, I don't see what's wrong with that, man. You could like your own guys, but want to get better.
Nothing's wrong with that. Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
Listen, if you ask me, the Packers should pull the plug and go try to figure out how to bring J.J. Watt home. You put that guy in the locker room, you're almost guaranteeing yourself to get to the Super Bowl.
He was, like, pouting and upset as if he was like,
well, he's got, like, 2 years.
To be training.
Well, he's got a couple years left, man. He doesn't want to spend them there.
He's done. He's so done. He's worn out. He's tired. Their organization's horrible right now. I mean, and here's once again, Packer fans don't get it. Here was a team in the AFC last year was a Super Bowl contender. The quarterback was the MVP. In discussions for the MVP. And now they go from that to this. Crazy in one offseason. The Green Bay Packers also in their time here in the last 2 years fired Mike McCarthy, rebounded with Matt LaFleur, and still had their quarterback, but was still able to win 13 games. That's how quickly this thing can turn on you. Just look at the Texans. Their offense is still pretty good. Nobody's calling the play. Deshaun Watson's a really good quarterback in this league. And they can't get out of their own way right now. And we got Packer fans pouting. Are you kidding me?
Gary, it's one of the great joys of my life to talk to you each and every week on the air.
Well, you know, I really love you guys' show, you and Horvy. You guys do a great job. And you guys keep holding it down. It's a pleasure. I mean, I look forward to this every morning to get up. I get up, you know, to talk to you guys. I get up at about 5:30, just lift some weights just to get ready, you know, which to talk to you guys.
Well, yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What an endorsement from someone at the station. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of the best shows that we got here. I mean,
it was at least one of the top three during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a good lineup. You guys are doing well. I mean, you guys just keep plugging along. Keep punching.
Yeah, it's nice for someone to notice. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
Gary Ellerson.
Quick reminder that Russell Wilson last night threw three interceptions.
And that's what we're going to talk about next, because that puts Aaron Rodgers right back into the MVP race. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Gary Ellerson on the Fan. Thanks on Twitter. Ryan Horvath is at Ryan Horvath. On Twitter, we are at Bart Winkler Show on Twitter. I did tweet yesterday. I said, there is nothing better than the NFL. Family, sex, religion, whatever means a lot to you. The NFL reigns supreme. I couldn't imagine not watching this league for any other reason than being dead. The NFL is a tremendous product. It is the greatest thing to ever exist in the world.
Ever.
And that was before, I said that before the Sunday night game last night, which was amazing. And then Russell Wilson on his second drive in overtime.
Pass is intercepted by Isaiah Simmons. And Arizona's going to get the ball back with a chance to set up for another field goal with 57 seconds. Isaiah Simmons, highly regarded rookie out of Clemson, picked him in the first round, but a guy they're working in very slowly makes the biggest play of his young professional career.
Oh, you know what? I like that kid coming out of the draft. I wanted him.
Who?
Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah. You did like him.
Yeah, I did like him. So Yahoo Sports last night after the game, the Cardinals win. Yahoo Sports tweets, Kyler and Russ combined to put on a show, 748 yards passing, 151 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. I'm like, Yahoo Sports, Russell Wilson also threw 3 interceptions. Now, why does this matter? Russell Wilson played for the Badgers for like 10 games. We should love him forever. But I'll tell you why it matters, because what he's done in the NFL bothers me because he does it against the Packers. And here's a guy who has dominated this season. The Seahawks have had a really weird year. Every game's been the same for them. It's like a one-score game, and they win at the end. Last night, they finally lose one of those games, even though Cliff Kingsbury was coaching like he was playing Madden against his son, trying to lose but not trying to make it obvious. Really terrible coaching. Even when they were down 10 points with 6 minutes to go. He's just running the football and strolling. Cliff, let's go. Call a pass play. What are you doing? And then he ices his own kicker kind of in overtime. Just really, really bad.
But is he a good coach? Or like, no. Are they winning right now despite him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they got Kyler Murray chucking it to DeAndre Hopkins. You're going to win games when you do that. And the defense isn't too bad. I like the Cardinals. So the game last night, Russ throws 3 picks. Imagine, if you will, a primetime game where Aaron Rodgers throws 3 picks, including one in overtime, on the second opportunity he gets. It's one thing for him to throw 2 interceptions against a good defense and then just get destroyed for it all week. I mean, you remember last week, it was basically a referendum on Rodgers again because he had one bad game. Russell Wilson throws 3 picks, has the one in overtime that sealed the game for Arizona, and we're celebrating with all the touchdowns he had in the big day that he had with Tyler Lockett.
There's a
little bit of a narrative bias going on here between Russ and Rodgers, I feel. Question all tweets in. You guys are talking about the MVP race. If Rodgers wins the MVP but the Packers get dumped in the second round of the playoffs, would anyone care?
Yeah, me. I would win like 2 G's.
At this point, I could care less if he wins the MVP other than it means he's playing well. Right. We've won a lot of MVPs around here. And it's like, well, why do you guys talk about that if it's about championships? But I find it interesting.
I'm tweeting at Colin Cowherd right now. I forgot about that.
Good, please do.
Because you brought up the Rodgers overreaction.
Yeah.
So he was talking about why Russell Wilson's a winner and Aaron Rodgers is a loser. I forgot about the 3. So, hey, Colin Cowherd, schmuck.
I'm glad you're doing it during the show because no show on The Fan is complete without a segment devoted to Colin Cowherd, who has no affiliation with Radio.com, Intercom, or us. But we talk about him all the time.
Well, he's a big Aaron Rodgers hater. And I'll send one actually to Mike Florio, too, who does appear on Radio.com station, so I could keep it all in the family. Speaking of Radio.com, do you hear what I did this weekend?
I did not.
I listened to every single episode of the Saved by the Bell podcast, and let's just say. Season 1, fantastic. Wait till season 2, and that's what we call in this industry a tease. If you haven't done so yet, radio.com. It's free wherever you get your apps. Check out the Saved by the Bell pod. That's all I'm going to say. All right, I'm with the chlorophyll. What's up?
Well, to bring up radio.com on Saturday morning, on the weekends, it's like, who's going to get up with the kid?
Yeah.
And on Saturday mornings, I've been volunteering to get up with our kid. He wakes up about 5:30, and I'm like, yeah, I'll get up with them.
Yeah, my TikTok girl's got.
Well, my wife's finally like, why are you getting up so early on Saturdays? I'm like, we got 6 hours of local programming that I can only get on radio.com.
Right. Yeah, I know.
And if I get up early enough, I'll
binge an episode of the TikTok girls before.
Yeah, it is really. Outdoors. They are good stuff.
Great.
Are the TikTok girls to blame, actually, for the Bucks collapse? That's tomorrow, and I'll tell you what I mean. That's why I'm giving them a shout out. I just think that, you know, and I'm with you. Usually I don't care about the MVP race. I really only do because of money purposes. Like, I'd rather have the Super Bowl.
No, I care. I totally
care. Why want Rodgers to get another one?
I totally care. I want Rodgers to be the MVP. I want Yelich. I want Giannis. I get into that. I get into the MVP stuff. I think the problem last 10 years is we got these guys that win MVPs, and then we don't win anything else. So we've got a great head start over all these other teams because we've got the MVP of the league, but then come playoff time, the MVP of the league, either Giannis gets shut down by a wall, or Yelich goes cold, or Rodgers doesn't win.
Yeah.
So we have the regular season MVPs all the time. We'd like a postseason MVP, and we just haven't had that since maybe 2010 when the Packers did win the Super Bowl. Just wanted to bring that up, and I want to reiterate how much I love the NFL. I can't get enough of it. You know, I love college football, and I watched it Friday and Saturday for like 100 hours. But the NFL, it's the greatest thing
ever.
I really couldn't imagine going out of my way not to watch it.
I'm already counting down, like, not only the hours, the minutes for the next, just the best is 11:55 a.m. on a Sunday is the best time of the week. The Red Zone music, and then you get the countdown. I got the Red Zone music playing in my head right now. You know, it's kind of like Smells Like Teen Spirit growing up, how that was my jam and I was always playing it. Now it's just, all I want to hear is the Red Zone theme song. And then Scott Hansen, his beautiful face takes, was Andrew back yesterday, do you know?
Yeah, he was back. I watched him. I have directed.
So did he have COVID or was that a
no?
Fall? Okay. So hopefully that's the case with Graham Mertz, and he's back next week too. But, man, I agree. Just the best product on this planet. Like, I love the NBA. I love college football. The NFL, and especially that early window yesterday. The Lions game goes down to the wire. They win it on a late touchdown pass. The Browns game goes down to the wire. Baker Mayfield wins it with the touchdown pass. The afternoon slate, meh. But the noon slate was so good.
Well, I was jacked for the afternoon slate because of fantasy implications.
Yeah. I wish the Packers played at 3 yesterday.
I wish they played at 3 every week.
I know.
I hate when they play at noon.
I know, because I love Red Zone so much. And yesterday was just, man, all those games were so good. Not even the best game of the day was the Steelers and the Titans. But, man, the Lions and the Browns stole the show because those games literally came down to the wire.
Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, we'll hear from maybe the 2020 MVP. Should things keep playing out this way, Aaron Rodgers, Ryan Wood will join us to talk Packers, Texans, 8:20. Plenty more time for you guys. 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
Now, a green and gold update. Brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department at cuw.edu/veterans. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers beat the Texans 35-20. Green Bay controlled the clock, jumped out to a 21-point lead despite missing some starters on defense, including Kevin King and Darnell Savage in the secondary. Safety Raven Green left the game with an oblique injury and linebacker Chris Barnes with a shoulder. Adrian Amos after the game.
Everybody has their role, and then when things happen, people go down, people have to step up, and you have to maintain that same standard that we have. I think the guys that came in, they did very well.
The Packers now 5-1 after that big loss last week in Tampa. Matt LaFleur.
It's always awesome to bounce back after, you know, the game that we had the previous week. Really proud of our guys' effort.
It's been a rough season for the Texans, who fall now to 1-6. Quarterback Deshaun Watson.
COVID to coaching change to losses to family. I mean, just everything. You know, so it's a good time for me to be able to kind of decompress this bye week, figure out, you know, the second half of the season.
Over 13,000 tickets sold for the game, most of them Packer fans. Aaron Rodgers.
Having been down here over the years for some of Donald Driver's events, I know how many Packer fans are in the Houston area, and it's fun to see you know, the green and gold. It's different, you know. It's been such a strange year coming out to so many stadiums without fans. To run onto the field this afternoon and to hear the ovation was special.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM The Fan.
It's a Robert Half Diamonds Green and Gold Monday. Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay green for your gold. RobertHackDiamonds.com. We're talking Packers football on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Third down and 9. Packers must get to the 32 as this pass is caught by Adams for a Packers first down. Second down and 2 with Williams in the backfield. Rodgers, Adams inside the 10 and forced out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. 10th play of the drive for the Packers. Williams lined up to the right of Rodgers. Lewis shifts. Third and goal. Rodgers throws, finds Adams for a Packers touchdown.
Those were just three of Aaron Rodgers' completions. He had 23 on the day. Three of Devontae's catches. He had 13 on the day. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams connecting 13 times for 196 yards and 2 scores. Rodgers on the connection afterwards.
Much like week one, it wasn't necessarily the plan to get him involved like that. It was more the coverages that we were seeing and then the plays that Matt was dialing up. You know, he was in position for a number of those opportunities. But no, it was really the catch down the left sideline on third down and got us going, him and I together. Just the beautiful late hands by him. And, you know, we had a couple other adjustments. Were really good. I mean, he's just such a talented player. He gives you, you know, such a wide margin when you're throwing the ball to him. So steady. And, you know, his communication is between him and I has been, you know, really, really good. So when he's in the game, obviously we're tough.
So we know, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, you guys, 799-1250. We know that Aaron Rodgers is great, and we know that Devontae Adams is great, and we know that their connection is great. Devontae Adams, again, 13 for a .196, 2 scores yesterday against the Texans. Packers improved to 5-1. They beat Houston 35-20. A Wild Dime tweets us. He says, I want to hear about what possible targets we could go for at receiver to help this team. There's plenty out there. Pull the trigger. And the first response to that is from P10POL. And P10POL says, what good will it do to bring in another receiver if Rodgers isn't going to throw them the ball? I don't think that's what's happening here. Rodgers,
what a lazy take. Like, are we doing that still? What is this?
Devontae. No, go ahead, Harvey.
No, it's funny. Like, I'm Mr. Negative because I want my team to win a Super Bowl, and I know that there's a couple holes maybe on this team, and I worry about depth. But then, like, the same people that are calling me negative are the guys that are still living in the past where Rodgers doesn't check down. He holds on to the ball too long. He only keys in on Adams. Where were you guys when he's throwing the ball to Malik Taylor? Where are you when he's throwing the ball trying to get, you know, EQ involved in the offensive game plan when he comes back? Come on, man. Let's not do that thing where Rodgers isn't a leader and everybody in that locker room doesn't love him and he's not trying to get everybody involved. He's throwing the ball to Sternberger. He's throwing the ball to Big Dog, to Tonyan. Who's in Rodgers'
doghouse? You're really going to go with Tonyan?
Yeah, that's his name.
I can't. I can't. I can't make the switch.
As long as you could say Gutekunst, okay? Because we've been covering the team long enough where everybody should be able to say Gutekunst. Why is that my pet peeve? Why can I just not let it go?
No, why?
Gutekunst?
Your pet peeve? You have like 100 pet peeves.
Be good.
Do you follow yourself on Twitter? You're one walking pet peeve.
Yeah. Well,
Gutekunst.
I'm also really damn good.
Underappreciated,
too.
I know.
So, but you know what, man? I just want excellence from this team. Every other team suck. I don't care. Never give me anything in my life ever again. I just want one more Super Bowl for Rodgers. So then in 10 years, when I'm at the bar and I'm fighting with somebody, they can't use that stupid Super Bowl ring argument against me.
Yeah, that he's only got one. Now, okay, P10POL says, what good will it do if only Rodgers is going to throw to Devontae and nobody else? And we're saying, oh, that's not true. That was just the flow of the game.
Matt LaFleur gave an interesting perspective in how some of these Davante Adams catches came to be.
Obviously, they've got great chemistry and have been playing together for a long time. And, you know, some of those were just a credit to Aaron seeing some stuff out there. I can think of one in the second half where we had a third down call where that wasn't necessarily the route called. And he looked over and saw Davante one-on-one and gave him a go route. And same with the long touchdown pass. He was supposed to run a corner route, and Aaron took advantage of the look and checked the play. So we're so fortunate to have a quarterback that's capable of seeing those mismatches and then taking advantage of them.
That's Matt LaFleur, bullpen coach on Twitter, says, "I'll convert to Tonyan when everyone stops saying Mark Ant Anazio."
Okay.
That's a fair.
That's fair
trade off. But LaFleur there, the clip we just played.
What about Junior Guerra?
the clip we just played, Thon McCure. The clip we just played with LaFleur, he mentions that he called some plays, and then Rodgers at the line switched to Davante. And you may think, well, there it is. There's the proof. Rodgers is only targeting Davante. That's he won't throw it to anybody else. He's only targeting Davante. Now, again, if you look at the box score, or even watch the game, Malik Taylor caught a touchdown. Jay Sternberger caught a touchdown. Granted, of the 23 receptions, Davante had more than half of them. That is granted. But also, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, think of being Aaron Rodgers for a second. Think of being a guy who's played in this league for 16 years, and you get to the line of scrimmage, and you've seen it all. And your young hotshot coach is calling some plays with some creative concepts, and you like them. I mean, you utilized them a lot throughout the game. There was a lot that Matt LaFleur did really, really good yesterday. There were some games against some calls where there were the play that I'm going to reference a few times today. There were four guys on the left, Dylan and Williams and Tonyan, and maybe it was Davante, but they were all on the left, and they kind of like burst like a firework. They all went, like one guy went 10 yards, one guy went 15. And so it was a good play design because it confused the defense a little bit. And then Rodgers just had to pick which pocket he wanted to drop it into, and he gave it to Tonyan, and it was a 31-yard catch. So that was on Matt LaFleur, and Matt LaFleur had a lot of that yesterday. The jet motion was back, all that kind of stuff. It was a really good game plan for Matt LaFleur. But then I'm Aaron Rodgers, and I'm down with it, and I get to the line, and just so you guys can visualize, I'm actually standing up in the studio pretending my hands are behind the center, and I get to the line, and I know what the play call is, and I look over at Davante Adams.
Put your hands lower. Oh, sorry. There you go. Okay, better form. Thank you. I don't want you to fumble the snap.
Well, my legs.
You don't have the biggest. You kind of got
you
like
know
the.
You don't want to go in shotgun. I don't like.
You got the small hands. That's why you dropped in the draft. So.
I do have very small hands.
You know what they say, small hands, small gloves.
And I am Russell Wilson's height.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're Kyler Murray's height. I'm a little taller than you.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm Rodgers, and I see Davante Adams on a corner that I know. I got this play. I could do some fun stuff and hit, you know, MVS for 9 yards. Or
no help up top on Davante.
I got Davante here. The free safety is leaning towards the other way already.
Yeah.
Where Devontae's not going to be. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to get Davante Adams one-on-one for 35 yards because I know the route he's going to run, and I know he's one of the best route runners in the game, if not the best. Am I going to do that, or am I going to let beepity-boppity-boop on the left side and hope that MVS catches the ball? I'm going to check out and go to Davante.
Hell yeah.
I don't blame him for that at all. In fact, I'd probably be mad if he didn't do that. You've got Davante Adams. Rodgers isn't blessed with the greatest receiving core in the world. We're talking about Malik Taylor. Marquez Valdes-Scantling only got in the box score yesterday because he ran the football one time.
He's frustrating.
Very. So if you've got Davante, go to Davante. I got no problem with that. The problem is like last week. Well, now you got a number one cornerback on Davante. Now Rodgers can't do that kind of stuff. So that takes Davante away.
Yeah.
All right, well, then who is your second option in the passing game for Aaron Rodgers right now? Who is his second option?
Right now?
It's whoever the running back is. It's either Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones. Well, let's say the linebackers or somebody takes them away. So if Rodgers can't get Davante and can't get his running back, who is his third option? A couple of weeks ago, it was Robert Tonyan. That was fun. But is that always going to be available? I mean, one time the guy did a somersault, got up and caught the football. That's not like skill. That's the defense you're playing is trash. That was Atlanta.
Well, luckily you got Minnesota next week then, right?
Another trash defense.
Yeah.
When you play the Niners, they're a little banged up, but they're playing well.
They're playing real good right now.
When you play the Niners, they're going to cover Devont. And they know more than anybody what you're going to do.
God, Kyle Shanahan's so good. And yes, they do.
Because LaFleur, like, wants to be Kyle Shanahan.
I think I do, too. Don't we all kind of want to be Kyle Shanahan?
No.
He's so good.
Ah.
He's a genius. Mm. He embarrassed Bill Belichick yesterday, and I get that he's got the better team, but he did. Do you think, so everything you said, completely agree with, LaFleur was awesome yesterday. Do you think, I wanted to ask you this, and I almost texted you yesterday, forgot. Do you think LaFleur sat Mike Pettine down or somebody did and had a talk with him? Because he was better yesterday.
Question about Mike Pettine. Question on top of a question.
I know they give up points in the second half, but
I thought he was up in the booth.
No, he was down. Yeah.
He was on the sideline yesterday. Has he been down all year?
I'm saying, like, do you...
Somebody
the
that
first
knows,
couple weeks, I
tell
don't,
me.
I don't know the first couple weeks. I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that Matt LaFleur at one point as the coach in the halls talked for 5 minutes to Mike Pettine about, hey, can we not do what you did last week?
Can we get after the quarterback? Like, Za'Darius was huge yesterday.
Yeah. Preston, can we be better?
Preston was really good yesterday, whereas, like, I know that a lot of it won't jump off the stat sheet, but he was where he needed to be. He made things very uncomfortable for Deshaun Watson, then guys cleaned up. Josh Jackson, like, he's been making a couple plays here and there. He had another nice stop yesterday. I still don't really trust him, but he had a better day. Jair is the best right now. If he's not the best corner in the league, we could agree top five, right? This is the third straight week he hasn't allowed one catch. Look at the receivers he's covering, too. He is legit, and he's doing it without Kevin King on the field. I liked what I saw from the defense yesterday, and I don't want to get too high on Pettine because we've done that before. Year one, I actually liked Mike Pettine the first 8 weeks of the season. But I think he got a talking to because there were some things that changed yesterday. I think we know.
We can ask Ryan, what about that coming up? He'll join us, PackersNews.com. 820. Congratulations to BJ. He has earned himself a retweet from 1250 AM The Fan.
Nice.
Because he essentially has tweeted what I just was saying. And so I agree. So retweets are endorsements in this particular case. He says Devontae's a top three talent at wide receiver. He will feast by himself against lesser defenses. BTW, WTF were the Texans doing on D? A quality defense can pressure Aaron Rodgers with four. They're going to roll coverage at Devontae, and that's when the need for a legit number two becomes clear. Jay is in Tosa, 799-1250. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Can I do three quick points?
You can do, if you got a fourth one, you can. We got about 5 minutes here. You got time.
Cool. So, first of all, I want people to get off the Packers back for losing to Tampa Bay last week because they destroyed Oakland yesterday, too. I just think they're kind of hitting on all cylinders right now, especially on D. Then also, I want to know if you guys remember a play that pretty much sat Ty Summers down for the rest of the game on defense when Deshaun Watson was rolling and almost could have scored. And Josh stepped up to try to stop him. And somehow Ty Summers was pointing at a person that was supposed to help him on defense who was never there. It was actually the other receiver who caught the touchdown. And I'm like, dude, when Ty's out there, I don't know what the heck he's thinking. He's like totally lost a lot of times. So
was that, there was a play where Summers got beat by David Johnson, corner of the end zone.
Yeah,
on that's a touchdown.
The play. Yeah. Did he do anything yesterday that showed you he could play in this league? He's a bad football player. I hate to say it,
man. But the good thing is, you know, when a rookie came in, they were kind of bringing him in every now and then. He was all over the place. I kind of liked how he was running to the ball and.
Kamal,
you know,
Martin?
Recovering. Yeah, Kamal Martin.
Yeah, I like him. I like him too. Yeah.
And I think, dude, with everything they got, they need to be going after J.J. Watt. The man wants to win. He never sat down the whole game yesterday. And even when he made a big play, he didn't even shake his teammate's hand. I'm like, that guy wants to win. Get him on the Packers, you know. So that's all I really got.
I haven't, Jay, appreciate that. I haven't looked into the salary cap implications with J.J. Watt. I can tell you, based on just me watching the game, J.J. Watt was acting like somebody who wanted to make it very clear that he was available for trade.
Yeah.
He was very frustrated. He was, like, overly frustrated. He was aggressive in his press conference. He wasn't pouting. He was just like,
he's had enough.
Sometimes when I would try to impress a girl, I sucked at trying to court girls in my early days. And
luckily,
then
you got those looks then.
Well, they came in later because my face filled out. Because okay. So if you were like around a girl, you want a girl to notice you. You're like really loud.
Yeah.
You're like talking with your buddies a little bit away, and you're like really loud and like notice me. Look over here. I feel like that's what Watt was doing. Like, I'm frustrated. Grr, look at me, Packers. Look at me, any cameras.
But why, can I play devil's advocate with that? So why is that allowed from J.J. Watt? Because he's from Waukesha and he's a former Badger. Because if Aaron Rodgers were to do that during maybe, let's say, like a 6-9-1 season, we'd call him a diva and we'd stick up for McCarthy, who is clearly the worst football coach on this planet right now. But it's okay when J.J. Watt does it, right? Because he's a hometown kid. He's not from California. And he doesn't drink scotch.
I don't have the answer to that.
Okay.
Because Russell Wilson can throw three interceptions.
Here's a hot take. I don't want J.J. Watt.
And nobody cares.
He's finished. He struggles to stay on the field right now.
I don't know if J.J. Watt's going to have the impact that you would think he does. I don't know if it's... Yeah. I'd rather... If we're going to talk money, I'd rather save the money and re-sign some of the guys we have, then go get Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, yes. I mean, I wouldn't be angry, don't get me wrong.
I'd rather have him than Tyler Lancaster.
Right, right. I mean, I would get excited if it got done, but, like, also I don't want to break the bank to do it, and I don't want to, like, you know, do anything that's going to screw up the future for J.J. Watt this year. Will Fuller, get me him.
Maybe we can bounce that off Ryan Wood. He'll join us in 25 minutes. More from you guys coming up. Packers improved to 5-1. It's a Green and Gold Monday.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.